Durood and salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed different adhkar for different occasions. The most virtuous dhikr for the visitor to Madinah Munawwara is a recitation of Durood Sharif. All our pious elders have stressed this point in particular. The more Durood one recites in Madinah Sharif, the better. Usually, the tilawat of the Quran Sharif is more rewarding than other types of dhikr, except, for example, on a Friday night, and Durood Sharif is more. Similarly, whilst traveling to Madinah Munawwara, reciting Durood Sharif is more rewarding than even according to Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh in Fazail al-Hajj. Whilst walking, waiting, sitting, standing, traveling, etc., we should keep our tongues busy in the recitation of Durood Sharif with full focus. This will bring about great rewards for us as well as earn us the happiness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the Quran Sharif, إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His angels send durood on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O you who believe, send durood on him and greet him with a good salutation. What virtue could be better than the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His angels join the believers in sending durood and salams upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi. The rewards for reciting Durood Sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are numerous. Many ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explain the great virtues of reciting Durood Sharif. In the following days, some virtues mentioned by Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah alayhi in his kitab Fazail al-Durood will be recited inshallah. Subhanallah.